What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and it's time for another edition of Chris Weir Answers. And today I answer the question, should I keep marketing or advertising even if I have a ton of business right now? You know, over the past 20 years in advertising, I've gotten asked this question so many times. And the answer to the question of whether or not you should continue marketing or advertising if you have a ton of business, the simple short answer is yes, you should. Maybe not advertising, but definitely marketing. Now, there is a difference between the two. So I'm not going to go into the difference between the two here today. Go back and look at yesterday's Chris Weir Answers episode. And I talked about the difference between marketing and advertising, right? The idea of width versus depth of business, right? So whenever you have a ton of business and you are legitimately where you might be at a point of struggling to be able to handle business. Now, let me throw a caveat out there before I even go any further than where I'm at right now. The first one is I think most businesses, when they get to the point where they feel like I can't handle any more business, I would argue that many, many, many times it's an issue of time management, not an issue of operational capacity. And there is a very, very big difference between the two. So I think in more cases than not, if you just looked at how you were managing your time and maybe employed some kind of blocking or something like that, schedule management a little bit better, I think you may have the ability to handle much more business than what you think that you can. But if you have truly begun to reach operational capacity and you really cannot take any more business on, then yes, I would agree it's probably a good idea to back off of your advertising. So stop working so much on the width or the quantity of contacts and start working on the depth of the relationships that you're building with who you have, right? Depth strategies could include loyalty programs, a client gift program, client appreciation events, right? We used to have ping pong tournaments at my old agency that I own. So I would bring my clients in and we'd have ping pong tournaments. Work on internal depth, right? So work on making sure your employees are on top of their game. Good time for training. And not just training in depth as far as skills and abilities, but also in buy-in to the company. Make sure everybody in the company is waving the company flag, right? Value-added content campaigns, right? Work on contextual campaigns where you're actually adding value to the audience. Work on your personal brand as the owner. That personal brand will carry you significantly further than anything else you could do. So those are some good activities to do to work on depth of your business and building a deeper, more significant and relevant relationship with your audience. It's important to remember business is cyclical, right? Just because you have business today does not mean you're always going to have business. You know that. You know that eventually business is going to start backing off for many reasons. One could be the economy, but two could be competition. Maybe a competitor moves in, right? If you disappear altogether and you're not doing any marketing or advertising or anything and you're just relying on what you have today, it's going to be a whole lot harder for you to be found again than it was to be found in the first place. Remember how hard it was to get your business up and going and off the ground and rolling, and you're going to put yourself through that again? That doesn't make any sense. But you also don't want to necessarily be bringing in a bunch of new business when you can't handle it either, because that can have just as negative as of an impact. So again, that's where you start changing your strategy. You start changing the focus from the width of and the quantity of to the depth and quality of what you produce. I hope that helps somebody. I'd love to hear from you. Be sure you like, subscribe, and comment below. And I'll see you on the next Chris Weir Answers.